Armed protesters still control a group of buildings at a federal wildlife refuge in Oregon. It's the fourth day of their occupation. And here's a question many people have been asking. Why is there still no sign of law enforcement at the site? NPR's Martin Costi explains.
There's a kind of tactical vibe at the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge, where the men who've blocked the driveway address each other with radio code names, such as Infidel and Rogue, and they talk about maintaining OPSEC, that's operational security, to civilians. One of the men, who won't give his name, says if law enforcement shows up here, it'll show up big.
You'll know when it happens because we heard the helicopters.
But does he expect that kind of assault, with helicopters and guns? He says no.
At this point in time and juncture, we're just fine. Nobody wants anything bad to happen on any side.
And in fact, that seems to be the growing consensus here, that law enforcement has decided to just give this time.
Well, you better bring your lunch. I think you'll be there a while.
That's Steve Iams. He's a retired police chief who has decades of experience training SWAT teams, as well as consulting on standoffs. He says the decision to raid a site isn't a tactical one.
There's no doubt that the government would have the tactical ability to exert their will on those men. The question is, how willing are we, those making decisions, to accept the potential negative outcomes?
Iam says the balance shifted dramatically after the deadly government raids of the 1990s, such as Ruby Ridge and Waco. There's less appetite now for force, especially in a situation like this one in Oregon. It's a remote site with no hostages, no children, and where the occupiers say they're not even damaging government property. But he says sentiment could shift, depending on the labels that the media use to describe the occupation.
If we demonize them, if we make them domestic terrorists, then the political ability to deal with them harshly increases.
It also seems clear to him that the feds have made a strategic choice to stay behind the scenes. It's their jurisdiction, but they're also the political target in all this. Federal authority is exactly what these armed men oppose. So the emphasis has been on local law enforcement. Sheriffs and their deputies have been flocking to the area from across the state of Oregon. Brian Wolf is sheriff of neighboring Malheur County.
Anytime another sheriff in Oregon needs help, and they call for help, all the sheriffs will go, and as long as it's lawful request, we'll go and help.
That help right now consists of more patrols in Burns, the town half an hour from the refuge. One visiting deputy told NPR that there's a worry that some of the occupiers could come into town to cause trouble. They're still free to come and go. Law enforcement has not blocked any roads. That's a strategic decision, too, to prevent creating the impression of a siege. But that policy could also change if a lot of new supporters headed to the refuge to join the occupiers. And that's exactly what they're hoping for at the wildlife refuge.
Oh, hey, how you doing, brother?
Good, how are you?
As a couple of pickup trucks pull up, the drivers are greeted enthusiastically by Ryan Bundy. He's one of the leaders here. He says they're local ranchers coming to support the movement.
They're just ranchers here that are neighbors and that are coming to help us out.
But what are they doing? I mean, what are they going to do?
Be here.
They say they're going to stay.
They might go.
Right now, law enforcement seems willing to let Bundy's group wait in the snow and the cold to see just how many supporters show up to stay. Martin Costi, NPR News, Harney County, Oregon.